Let me begin by saying thank you certainly to Senator Williams and Senator Tartaglione and all the groups who are here today, because how very important it is to have this conversation. And while I have the honor of serving as the Democratic leader, I'm very proud of all of our members are very much part of this conversation that needs to be taken to the next level. But I want to be clear that this is not just a Democratic conversation. This is a conversation about the men and women of this Commonwealth that we're aiming to protect, and that this agency does an outstanding job and needs the resources to be able to do that. And that's what's important here. This is about getting bipartisan, bicameral support to allow resources to flow to an agency that's in desperate need to be able to continue to fulfill its mission of protecting men and women in this Commonwealth. And at the end of the day, when we are having a conversation today and tomorrow and the next several days, concluding our state budget, it's about priorities. And we wanted to make certain through Senator Williams' work and Senator Tartaglione's work that we raise this issue and to create and make it a priority as we go forward in this budget conversation. So I'm very, very pleased to be here with my colleagues. I'm very honored. Our caucus has its full support lent to this project and this effort, and we're going to work very, very hard to be able to bring it to fruition. But the agencies and the individuals who are here today representing those agencies, thank you for the work that all of you do, because we have to work hand in hand with all of you as well as with the commission, as Tina said, to be the neutral arbiter of those instances where discrimination has taken place. So I'm very pleased to be here. Thank you, Senator Williams and Tina, for the work that you all are doing and all of you for being here today. And we will continue to fight to make certain that we drive more resources to that end.